Okay, good. Okay, we're going to continue. Good morning with the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, page 42. So, the Zerah Chaim, who, full disclosure, I never heard of him before. The Zerah Chaim says that helps us define what's considered a chola. You know, like I have a runny nose, you know? What does it mean? So, Pashut, Degeda, Demitzas, Bigger Cholim, Nemra, Ba'oso Chola, Hazakuk, Shiv Kirehu. It's referring to a sick person who is in need, right? Someone to visit him. Shemichamas Choliav, because of his sickness, Nafalamita. He's bedridden. Vinoya Chola, Tapel, Batsman. He can't help himself out. Like, can you tell me your Rabbi Akiva? Oh, you've seen Rabbi Akiva, Shelo Yachol Hayabatzmo, the Ravetz of Chaver Abayitz. Like, he couldn't take care of his household needs, like, what, sweep and take care of the house. Of a lo kol nish nigra chola. Not everybody who's considered sick could go on chola be'aver echad. But a person, you know, who's, let's say, you know, has an ear infection or breaks his arm, or chola be'michush kal. A guy, you know, he has a light flu, right? A headache, stomach ache. He doesn't need help, you know, like, he's just, you know, moseying around the house a little bit, a little on slow motion, but he doesn't need help. So he says that the real mitzvah of what you have to do and say and daven and talk and all those things and offer help, that requires a person to be essentially bedridden. Okay? Fine. Now, the Rama is responding to a very interesting question. And this is unbelievable, the timing. The timing of this question is actually almost shocking. Why? Someone asked the Rama, well, what I'm worried if I do Bikur Cholim, I'm going to get sick. Yeah. Right? That's you know, carnivorous virus, right? Coronavirus. So it's amazing to ask this question now. So the Rama says, here we go. Masha Omer Shehu Chole Mis Dabek. This person is contagious. Are you ready for this? Kulo hevel. That's ridiculous. Mishalibo nogfo American. That's a guy who's wimpy. A guy who's wimpy says that. Ki Hashem yisalehu amoches v'arufa. Hashem is the healer. Im hayak kizvarav. If it was true, bata kol dini bigger cholim. If that'd be true, then there'd be no bigger cholim because every word they're going to get sick. Kilo matzinu b'shum makom. We don't see a difference between contagious and not contagious. Wow. So the Rama is, you know, saying, you have a mitzvah, you got to visit even if a person is contagious. Not so fast. Not so fast. That's what the Rama said 500 years ago. Not so fast. The Stei Chemet, obviously, he lived hundreds of years after the Rama. Stei Chemet dies in 1904. So Zdei Chemed is from Yerushalayim, and he says, not so quick. He says, listen, there is a difference between them. The Ikar Mitzvah Zo, Im Yesh Chiluk Ben Shar Cholim L'Chole Machmas Magifa. There's Machlekes. How do you do with someone who literally has like this, you know, this type of infectious disease? He says, the Rav, the Knesset is a Gedol, the Knesset is a Gedol, Rapeh, Rishav, Shulchan Aruch, Kasav Mitzvah, Zo, Ein L'chalik Ben Chole, Magifah, L'chole, Cherim. He said, there's no difference except Zulas Bali Rasin, which is Tzara, some type of, I guess, leprosy of some sort, but not biblical leprosy, I guess, modern, I don't know, medieval leprosy. I don't know. For Rav HaShulchan Gavoha, and the rabbi who wrote the Shulchan Gavoha, his name is Rav Yosef Molcho of Salonkia, he said, Mi Shomelo Umi, V'mi shomelo likanes besanches vashos. Tichziv magifa. V'mes kasha lachriya l'tzad. So he says that you should, who heard that your person should enter a dangerous situation? He says it's not so simple. So, meaning, he begins to question and say, no, maybe in fact it is not so simple. You should not endanger yourself for a person who's sick.
So how could there say, wow, there's never been a case of contagious illness if we're talking about leprosy and like talked about. Like, I'm just
making yeah. It's, so remember, in the Torah, leprosy is not contagious. It's spiritual. It's spiritually contagious, not physically contagious.
It's I mean, still a you, sickness.
It's a not, sickness, but you wouldn't get it unless you deserved it. Yeah. It's a different, right? So the commentaries already say we don't live in that world anymore. We don't live in that type of world. You know, you speak Lashon Hara today, you get Taras by afternoon. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, I think, you know, while perhaps that was the opinion of the Ramah, I think, you know, today we definitely know a little bit different. And we would not be obligated to visit. Now, I'll tell you what you could do. See, and here's the difference. You could visit, you just have to be prepared, right? I mean, you have to dress in hazmat, wear like a special suit, then you'd be allowed to visit, right?
We saw the like those people who wear the masks.
Yeah, but not just the not that those masks, which are useless. By the way, they're like sold out, I think, in the world of those masks. But rather, you have to wear those hazmat suits.
Them, you know?
What was that?
Now even Jews are using
them. Are they? Oh. Really? Wow.
I've seen it around.
Okay, I have not seen it. I have not seen it. So, all right. So again, we do have a different opinion, and you have to be careful when it comes to contagious diseases. Okay, next. There's the Chashuk Yechemet writes a very interesting case. This is, listen to this. Shayla 33. Shehu Tzemach. Is it, do you fulfill, is there a mitzvah to visit someone who's sick, who's essentially in a coma? In some vegetative state, who shochev al mitaso ke'evan, he's lying like a stone, he's lifeless. Lo shomea, can't hear anything. Lo ro'eh mechusar hakara, he can't see, he's unconscious. L'divrei lefim lo yeshuv lakara lo'olam, he'll never gain consciousness again. It's just a matter of time. He's on his deathbed. Is there a mitzvah to visit? Because if you think about the reasons between visiting, right? So then you can't help him. Yeah, we can feel better. So, okay. Tshuva. This is amazing. Ikar mitzvah speaker cholim he lead og letzarkav shechola. The ikar mitzvah is to deal with the needs of the person who is ill. Leodido to support him. Lispala love to daven for him. Lefiza. So based on that, lichora in kol tam levaker tzol tzemach. What are you going to visit this person vegetative state? Kasher tzarkav nasim. Everything that he needs. He's being taken care of. He's in the hospital. He's hooked up to whatever machine that he needs to live. He has a hospital taking care of other physical needs. V'in malosif. You can't do anything. V'gam lo yadua im yesh tam nispal alav. What are you doing for him for? Machar v'harifoy hu b'derech neis gadol v'lo tivi. In order for this person to live, you need a miraculous recovery. So a person who needs a miraculous recovery and not natural may be, you know, dumb for such a person. However, ach and yireh, do mikol makom mitzvah levakro? No, I would like to still argue. Excuse me, that you still need to visit such a person. Ubi yoser nireh sheyesh to eles mamashis. There's practical benefit. Biker etzat tzemach mekamasibos. He says, no, I'm telling you, there are real reasons why you should visit this person in vegetative state. One, al yedei kach. The medical staff will take care of somebody who has visitors better. So if medical staff sees that this person, even in his vegetative state, are having people come visit him, they'll take care of him better. Two. Af nira shechola lo mevin klal, efshar deroa ve'in lo koach lehagiv. Even though, we can't necessarily see that he's responding, that he knows what's going on. You don't know what's going on deep down inside, right? You never know what's going on, you know, in the person's brain. You know, you're not measuring his brain waves, right? You don't know. Just because his eyes aren't open, you don't know if the person is conscious of visitors. Just because he doesn't have strength to respond, right? Number, last one, three. Shamati. Mimore chami maran hagon ravel yoshiv, right? That was his father-in-law. Zal, the yish inyan nispel tzemach. No. You should daven for a person of vegetative state. Kedei lakhel amatzavo. In order to la'ize his situation. ubeprat shematzinu lefamim shetzemach yisorer mechul yamav. Specifically because we have seen, although it's rare, that certain people who've been in a vegetative state have actually come out of it, and therefore he concludes you should visit someone in a vegetative state. Okay? Next. Okay, and this is a situation where someone who's mentally or psychologically ill, and obviously 34, he says, of course, there's a mitzvah to visit such a person. And what about non-Jews? So, yes, the Gemara says we should visit non-Jews, Darche Shalom, and it's brought down Halacha in Source 36, so now we can move on. And Hashem, in the Rambam, in 37, he says, and this is, we'll read this, Afilu goyim tzivanu chachamim levaker choleham. Yes, there's a mitzvah to visit the sick of the non-Jews. V'likvar meiseihem meisei Yisrael. And yes, bury their dead, not just bury the Jews. Lefarnes aniyehem, and to even assist their poor people, their poor needy, bichlal aniy Yisrael, because of Darkei Shalom, because that's the sake of peace. He quotes a pasuk, Tov Hashem lakol v'rachamav al kol masav. Pasuk in Tehillim, v'ne'emar, d'rachah, d'rachay noam, v'chol nesivo seha, shalom. So, not only, so it's funny, you know, the Rambam here talks about the idea that it's I'm talking shalom, but then he quotes a pasuk. What does he quotes? No, Tov Hashem lakol rachamav al kol masav. He quotes a pasuk, but really he's also mentioning the idea that Hashem is merciful on all of His creations. So not just because of Darkei Shalom for ways of peace. What are ways of peace? Ways of peace means you got to visit the Jews and the non-Jews. You can't ignore the non-Jewish person in the hospital. In fact, there are many stories of Gdol Yisrael in the Chutz Laaretz. When, let's say they'd go visit the relative. So, you know, you have, let's say, two patients in a room. So your patient, you're visiting, is near the window. So you walk into the room, there's the first patient. It's very important to visit that patient, too, and say good morning, say good afternoon, ask how their well-being. As when you walk in, visit your relative, your friend, your congregant, or to make sure when you go out to acknowledge that other person in the room, and that's also very important. You shouldn't just go right for, you know, the person you know. You should also acknowledge.
Curtain.
Okay, listen, you just have to peel back a curtain, it's more privacy. But generally speaking, it's not always like that. Okay? Okay, good, nice. That was a good one. So how come we don't say, why don't we not say the following? Well, if Hashem wanted me to be sick, if Hashem wanted to be healthy, he'd make me healthy. The fact that I'm sick, maybe that means that I deserve it. And if I deserve it, why should I try to heal myself for it? Right? You know, if I'm in a situation, why should I try to get out of the situation? Isn't that going against God's will? If it's Hashem, if Hashem has control over everything, and this person, you know, little Johnny now is sick, okay? That was Hashem's will, or else I wouldn't get sick. So if that's Hashem's will, how can you go against Hashem's will?
Sounds like a socialist talking point.
Right? So it says the Gemara in 38, V'rapo yirapo. Gemara Baba Kama Mikan Shenisan Rishus La Rofe Le Rafos. That there's the truth is your Havamina is not a bad Havamina. Maybe in fact, you know, you could argue that you're right, but there's a pasuk in the Torah, and the pasuk in the Torah gives one a license to heal and to get better. And what without that pasuk in the Torah, maybe you wouldn't be allowed to do it. That's pretty shocking, huh? Says Tosfos, Nisam Rishus LaRofe LaRafos, V'im Tomar, V'ha Mirapo L'Chudya Sheminanai, V'yesh Lamar, meaning, what do we need both words for? Isn't Rapo enough? Why do we need the word Rapo Yirapeh? What do we need the second word for? V'yesh Lamar, D'Havamina, Hanemili, Makabi De Adam. I would have thought that what is referring to a situation where I need to get healed, that Reuven punches Johnny in the face. Of course Johnny deserves to be healed. What about a sickness that comes from heaven? Maybe you'd say it's in God's will. Don't go against God's will. No. Because it looks like the doctor is going against the decree of the king. The fact that it says rapo yirapo, it doesn't matter if a person is injured because of a person, and the chiddush is the second one. Even if we God in Shemaim, a person gets sick, you need to heal them as well. Okay. That's brought down Shulchan Aruch. there's four Nisan Atar Rishus or Kol Rafos. There's a license. So there's an authority for a doctor to heal. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, bichl bikuch nefesh. It's considered bikuch nefesh. It's life-saving. Vimo neatzmo, and if a person who's able to and decides not to help somebody, shofech damim, you're literally like committing murder. And a person should not really engage in anything medical. Elim genu baki. If you know what you're doing, don't start thinking with people, you know, if you know what you're doing. Lo ye shem gadol mimenu. There's someone better, right? Go to the expert doctor. Shem loke and harizah shem achdam. Otherwise, you could be liable for what you did. Okay.
Okay. So, question.
Yeah.
Say you're at the gym, and, like, you work out on your own, but you're not necessarily a physical, you're not like a, what's it called? You're not like a
trainer.
Personal trainer or anything like that. Are you allowed to tell someone, would you have the right to tell someone to go away if they would ask you for help with working out, let's say, like,
because when it comes to medical, yeah.
Because I find that, like people ask, like,
in Garnet. They do?
Yeah.
Because they're Jews, they don't really know how to work out.
So I was just curious if, like, you have like, a halachic right and say that you probably shouldn't ask me.
Listen, I think you'd first have to qualify by saying I'm not an expert. Yeah. I'm not trained. That's very important. But if there are certain, it's like health. You don't need to be, a pediatric surgeon. And having spent 12 years in medical school to know certain things that are healthy, or to give some certain medical advice, oh my goodness, my back hurts. Well, maybe you shouldn't bend over. You know what I mean? My fingers are bothering me. Well, maybe it's the way you're sitting at your desk. Maybe it's the way you're positioning your hands on your keyboard. You know what I mean? So I don't think to give that type of advice would be dangerous. You know what I mean? I think it all has to do with, A, you have to tell them, listen, I'm not an expert, I'm not a trainer, but bend your knees a little more, that might help you. I would recommend, I don't think anything wrong, no one's going to sue you,
No, I'm not worried about the suing, yeah. I'm just curious about how to get people to stop talking to you while I'm
doing that. Listen, if you want to, they really disturb you.
Sometimes, I like going to the gym for an hour, and then it could be an hour and a half by the time I'm finished, right?
Wow.
So, I'm going to go, I like going and just getting into the mindset, not getting anyone in my head, and then, just go home. Uh-huh. It's my set time.
So, basically, what you're basically trying to say is you need a private gym in your basement, this way you have to talk to people.
That's what I basically do now. Now, and I also do kickboxing now.
Where?
Young in Doncaster.
Well, that's legit.
It's very close.
Yeah, I know it is.
Very nice. It's very small place. I saw some Jewish kids. They have karate there.
Okay, fine. Let's go on. So it says the Taz that there's a mitzvah and obligation for a doctor to heal. So why does it say, the language of the Gemara is interesting language, it says Natan Rashus. Why doesn't it say Natan Mitzvah, right? If you take a look, go back to 38, it says Natan Rashus. There's given permission. It shouldn't say, what do you mean permission? It should be a mitzvah for a doctor to heal. Why does it use the word authority, permission, right? It says the Taz. Natan Rashus, mitzvah hi, kasha. Kevin de Be'emes mitzvah hi lama kare le techilas rishus. So why is it referred to as rishus? As permission, authority. The nearer the hachihu, the kavanasa in his. This is the intent of the Gemara. The refua misis hi alpi bakashas rachami. The real way to heal somebody is to daven. The mishmaya yesh la refua, that from heaven the person should be healed. And he quotes a pasuk, shmosh ne'emar, machatzi v'ni ar e rafe. Right? That I strike, I attack, and I heal. Ella, she'ein ha'adam zoke lekach. But we're not zoicha. We don't live in the world where there's such a spiritual world of I get sick spiritually, therefore, how do I get healed? Through tefillah. Ela tzarich lasos refo pi teva olam. You have to do teva. You have to do nature, natural medicine. It doesn't mean natural medicine. It means medicine, which is in the natural world. Vehu yizbara cheskimos. And God says, yes, I give you, that's the permission. Meaning, really the ideal world, you know what you should do? You don't feel well? Say nesha kapil delim. Right? That's, ideally, that's the way it should be. We don't live in that world. We don't live in that spiritual world where there's that direct type of relationship, and therefore we need medicine, and we need surgeries, and we need doctors, and all that is, and that's what it means. That's why they have permission to do that. Okay? That's what the Gemara is referring to. Zenitens Rosh Hashanah, there's Baruch Hu, we need God's permission. The Keva and Shekvar Baha Adam Lidekach, once we're doing it, Yishchiu, and then once we're allowed to do it, then there's an obligation for a doctor to heal. Wow. Okay. That, my friend, leads to the end of our topic. There's only one thing here. Here. Go to page 55. I marked off something which is important. And I mentioned this a long time ago, and I'm going to mention it again, that everyone, you know, the Torah says, Vazavecha kamocha. So visiting the sick a mitzvah d'oraisa or not? So we said that the Rambam's language is that midivrehem, from their words, meaning the rabbis, they said, yeah, it's mitzvah to do all these things. So Rav Soloveitchik said some tremendous insight. He said, what do you mean midivrehem? It's rabbinic? Visiting the sick? Bikacholim? Achnasas kala? So what do you mean? How could that not be mina Torah? But the rabbi uses the language midivrehem, from their words. So what do we see from here? That, no, Chachamim come along and can define the Doraisa. The Doraisa is Vav Terechal Kamocha. Well, what's included in that? Oh, one, that's what it means. The Chachamim define the Doraisa. One of them is visiting the sick. Okay?
In the Torah,
what? Rav Soloveitchik said that. Yeah. Okay. On page 55, here, we read this together and we'll end because it's almost sure. In addition to potential halachic ramifications based on the source of the mitzvah, now ramifications could also stem from whether the mitzvah is a biblical or rabbinic, right? Which we saw appears to be the subject. It's so I already gave you the answer. Rav Soloveitchik answers this question. How could it be potentially be both? If it is biblical nature, the person visiting the sick might be exempt from performing another Torah obligation because of the principle of osek mitzvah pat mitzvah. Right? If you engage in mitzvah A, you're exempt from mitzvah B. However, if it's rabbinic, it might not apply. Another possible implication might be whether Kohanim are permitted to enter a hospital to visit. If someone in the hospital passes away, a Kohen may become tamei if they enter the building, depending upon the structure and the layout of the particular building question. One could argue that the answer to this question might hinge upon whether the mitzvah b'gacholim is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. And rather, we said, I thought it was interesting, you know, trying to figure it out, but halacha l'maisa, there's no question that we can save people's lives by visiting people, that we heal people. Visitors are more likely to get better and to recover, and therefore it's a very, very, very important mitzvah and something which we should try to actively pursue and do it properly and make sure that we fulfill it the way it's meant to be fulfilled according to, you know, Chazal's intention. Okay, well, that's in there for today.